Any numbers. Yeah, so this is our tenor sectional recording, and we're going to say, does anybody have any requests before we just go through some things? Yes?
I'm swimming to the other side, which is generally pretty easy.
Yeah.
On page 27, measure 20, I guess it's 27.
Good.
It's kind of the one spot where it's
changes. Totally. Let's start there. That's fine. Can I hear all the tenors from page 26 on the chorus? And then we'll investigate that spot on page 27. Tenors, this is pretty low as it's written. It's also very low for sopranos. So we start down here, and that means it goes, we are living beneath the... That's a low G. That's like bottom of bass range most of the time, okay? So it's pretty low. So in the beginning part here, especially where we're in unison, if you want to do different octaves, it's okay. You just be an alto for a quick second, okay? Because we're all doing this. Okay, so the alto, you could just, at the beginning, like on for this page, you could kind of sing up with the altos for a minute. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And if you have the low notes, stay there. That's fine too. Can we try it? Ready, set, and go. We are living in the Great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, all swimming to the other side. Good. So let's diagram out what actually happens if you're singing that upper octave. When we get to, we are swimming in this stream together at the bottom of page 26, everybody should be in that middle voice thing. So you might go like this. If you're a higher voice tenor, you might do this. And then down an octave. With the chords. Could you all sing that part actually from We Are Swimming in the Stream Together, bottom of page 26? I'm going to play some chords with you so you can sort of hear it. Okay? One, two, and go. So if you're listening to the band at that point, it'll help you get the note for walk on. And tenors, you're the only people who have that interesting note. And if you sing a C instead, which is the trap, it's a little bit too high. It still makes a chord that sounds kind of nice. But don't fall into the trap, because you won't line up with the band. Yeah. Can we do one more time? We can worship this ground we walk on so we can feel confident. This is page 27, second measure. Sometimes there are ghosts here too. You never know. So this is, we can worship this ground we walk on. Ready? Page 27, second measure. One and two and go. Does that feel comfortable? I forget who asked. Did we get it? Good? Okay, good. Something else? George.
I think
Maybe I just forgot it, but.
No, it's okay.
The roadmap for Miriam song.
Yeah.
Tenors.
Yeah.
Like,
let's talk about it.
Yeah, doesn't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So page 30, it's perfect. Page 30. So page 30 is sopranos and altos, okay? Page 31 at the bottom is solos, both times through. So if you're a tenor or bass soloist, you'll do that part, but that will not be the whole chorale. Does that make sense?
So basically the tenors, if unless you're soloist, you skip over to page 3.
Correct. Yeah, the place where everybody comes in is page 34, where it says tutti.
Page 34.
At the top, on page 34. Yeah. So if you're not a soloist and you're a tenor or bass, you will not sing until page 34.
So you sing it on the tape.
Yes, I sang, that's right.
You sing it for
the... I sang it for people who wanted to audition for solos.
For
yeah, ultimately. Sorry, and I hadn't made a final decision on that when we made the recording, so that's why. So apologies if that's confusing, but you can mark something in your music right now just to say, yeah. You know, if you know you're not going to audition for a solo, put a little line through. I mean, still be able to read it, but put a little line through it, and you'll start on page 34. Does that make sense, George?
Yes.
And then...
That's where we start.
Yeah, and then at page 35, we have a repeat, and that's where we go back, and the solos will come in at measure 15. And then you're going to sing page 34 again. And then page 36 is soloists. It says where it says
again.
Quartet only.
Again.
Again, only soloists at page 36. And then everybody comes back in at page 38. Yeah? That make sense?
Yeah.
You got it? Sorry, say that again.
Start again.
You're looking for the Italian word tutti, which means all, T-U-T-T-I, and those are the places you sing and not other places. Yeah. Can we try this, tenors? Can we try page 34? I'll play it for you once so you can remember. Oh, no, wrong. Sorry. Try, tenors all together. And one, two, ready, and go.
And the wind dances.
You got it, very nice. Now flip ahead to page 38. Your next entrance, it's going to sound very similar, except it's actually two beats later. So you have where you sing an echo. That's your first note, okay? Page 38 at the bottom. Here we go. 3, 4, 1, 2. Repeat back to measure 55. So the word long is not very long. Dance the whole night long. And the wind dances. So tenors.
Well, that's not tied to anything.
Yeah, right, even though it looks like it is.
To 55.
Okay. So tenors, here's what you need to know, because I'm seeing a lot of people with their scores, right? This song in particular, you sing one thing a lot. Turn my page, sorry. Women dance and dance the whole night long. Okay, and so as long as you do that thing, it's just a question of when you start. You'll be able to figure that out, okay? So you can look at the music, which has repeats, and always the music is a tricky thing notationally for us. But with this song in particular, this is one that I would like memorize tonight. I would try to memorize tonight. You can do it, I know you can.
There's no repeat on the first time we do it, though, is there? Or is there?
Well, there is, but there's a verse in between.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. The only one that where you sing for a long time is this one. And it says repeat ad lib, which means as many times as I want.
Right.
And we'll figure that out when we get to the concert, but I don't know it yet.
Yep.
Yes?
Okay. So, just going back to what you said, the word long on page 40.
Yes.
Isn't that long?
Isn't that long?
So it's long, and then we stop when they, sopranos and alto start singing in.
So it'll go, Miriam and the women danced and danced the whole night long. Rest, rest. And the women, like that.
So the time really doesn't
Two beats of rest.
Three beats,
We hold long for one and a half.
One and a half.
And then two beats of rest right after that. Yeah.
This is
yeah, on the repeat.
But
Okay. Yeah.
I found that it's helpful to
page 40.
You know, where the, I don't know what you call it. But
the first ending. The first ending. Yeah.
You wait till they sing.
And the. Yes.
When they sing and the. At least when they sing.
That's where you come in. Exactly. Did everybody hear that? So when we get to the when the sopranos and altos get to the w of women, that's when you come in and, as an echo. This will feel comfortable. I promise you. We just will have to do it.
We just keep going through. The tie actually applies here, and we go into measure 64 at the end?
No.
No.
I mean, at the end, the last time, the very last time through. But all measure 64 is just holding the word long for longer.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as measure 63. Yeah. So it just goes dance the whole night long forever and ever and ever until we stop.
Oh.
So it's just the end of the song, basically. Yeah. So all you're going to do is just... It'll be like, do it again, or don't do it again. And that's basically all we need to know. Yeah. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah.
Good. And I'll be with you at that moment. Yes?
One more time.
So, yeah.
Miriam's song, first time through sopranos and altos at measure 15.
Yep.
Then it comes back to measure 15, and tenors and basses will...
Solos.
Or
measure 15, always solos.
Got it.
Never chorale. Only solos.
We all come in on 25, measure 25.
Yes.
And then when we get to measure 34.
Yes.
Do we all go back to 15?
Yes. But only soloists sing.
Again, only soloists.
Always only soloists at 15, yes. So if you are not going to audition for a solo, if you're not going to audition for a solo, take your pencil right now and put a big X through measure 15.
Yeah. So
we sing the chorus after each verse.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the soloist sing it a second time and then we come in a
Correct. So we get, it's like chorus, statement, and then verse, and then the whole chorale does a chorus, and then verse, and then the whole chorale does a chorus, and then instrumental, and then verse, and then the whole chorale does the chorus 15 times, however many times it is. Yeah.
And then there's another solo quartet.
That's the third verse. Yeah, exactly. But and here's the thing, everybody. The personal responsibility on this one does not need to be that high, even though I love you to have personal responsibility all the time, because I will literally be, the only thing I'm doing will be this. And the only thing you will do is go, and the whim, on your part, and the whim. So whenever I go like this, you sing. Yeah, exactly. Okay, and sometimes I'll go sopranos and altos, tenors and basses, and otherwise I'll be cueing everybody in at the same time. So that's really all you need to know. Does that make sense?
So,
yes. Yes.
So the third verse, Miriam the prophet took her timbrel in her hand, but part 2D at the very beginning in the words only, is not all of us, is it?
It's quartet only. It should say quartet only in your music, does it?
Yes.
In the music, yes.
Yes.
There's lyrics at the very beginning
that are confusing.
Wait, tell me what you mean.
Before the music starts, there's a bunch of printed words.
Measure what?
No measures. Right under
before the whole
Miriam song, there's all the words.
Got it. If we're looking at the lyrics, at just the lyrics at the very beginning, understood.
And the last.
Yes, I see what you're saying. Yes, no, that's going to be a solo quartet.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. So, if you follow the words at the beginning, there are typos. We're making, Bev has made a lyric sheet for tenors who want to have the lyric sheet.
And I am repurposing it for all the other sections too, which will be ready, I think, by Friday. So you'll get that too. It'll be on the website if you're interested in doing that. Thank you, Bev, for putting that together.
Of course, Miriam's song has all the verses listed.
Yeah, that's okay. So we may make some edits too. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Perfect. Okay, makes sense, everybody? Great, what else? What else did you want to know? You came here today for, George,
this is
please.
Probably a technical question.
I'm ready.
Now, a promise I will keep, it was only like 2.5 years ago. So, it will probably just be muscle memory, so to speak. But I don't understand, like for example, well, any page, let's say page 5.
Yes.
You've got things in brackets and things in, print, whatever that's called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it appears that sometimes we're supposed to sing in the brackets, and then maybe sometimes we're not.
By brackets, do you mean the curved lines above and below the notes?
Yeah,
show me. That'd be great.
Oh, I see.
This.
So you have two notes going here.
Got it. Yes.
General bass.
Thank you. Very important. So everybody, I'm going to hold up this music. This is a technical question. This is a music reading moment. Whenever you see the thing that is either has enough, well, actually, let me do it this way. Whenever you see this little curvy thing down here, this little like curvy bracket. Do you with the beautiful curves?
Yeah.
It literally any page. Whenever you see the little curvy bracket that looks like right where my finger is, right there.
Okay.
That means for the piano.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So there are no words, and it's what Ruth is supposed to play.
That's
right.
Okay. And then up here is nothing. You see nothing. That's because there's only one line, and that's because it's for a soloist. And when you see the more like the slanted bracket up here, or the little bolded bracket, that means for singers of some kind. And then usually they're meant to give you instructions like soprano, alto, tenor, bass, which is written up there, and then other instructions like unison. And so tenors, you want to find this little like more slanty bracket and find the word tenor. And tenor is in this bass clef part, and it's the highest note when you have one. And when you don't have one, you sing with the basses. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah. Okay.
Good. And I think we should sing this one a little bit because it's more unison. You'll get a sense of it. So can everybody find page 4 of A Promise I Will Keep? That's good. Did that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So like your first, I'm gonna go slowly here. Your first entrance is gonna be like this. And you're right with the basses. Okay, can we try it? Measure 16. 1, 2, 3, and go. Rest. 3, breathe. Very nice. 1. And now go high. Rest. Very good, tenors. Now, publishers do weird things that Nick never does in his own music because they're confusing. And it's like your words all disappear. Did you see that at the bottom of page 5?
Yeah.
Your words all disappear and they go up above. And the reason for that is because the publisher didn't want to spend extra money on ink. I hate to say. So things happen where like, you never have a tenor line to follow. It's like when there's only one note, you sing it. And when there are two notes, you sing the high one. And hopefully that makes sense to you. But it's more just practicing it, going over it a little bit.
So the next part is solos, right?
Solos, exactly.
Alto and...
Exactly. And again, in Nick's music, he often will write solo in big letters because he wants to make sure that's clear to everybody because he's a performer. They just wrote alto solo, baritone solo, pretty small. So you want to circle that or put a little mark in your music.
So you don't sing that part then, and then I am asked to turn my hand. Okay.
Yeah. Can we do it again? Measure 16?
It's not us.
Measure 16. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and go. Two beats and then right on beat three. That's very nice. Can you flip ahead and find your next entrance, which is page 8? Okay, slightly different. 2, 3, and go. Strong as you can. Nice. Then more solos. Yeah? Page 9, solo. Page 10, solo. Page 11 at the top, solo. When you get to the middle of page 11, you come back in and it's going to be a little familiar. Will you sing this one too? 2, 3, and go. So you're gonna hear, this is a promise I will keep. So make sure that you leave that downbeat free. Yeah, that's nice. Nice, good job. I wanna highlight one thing for you and then do one more part of this, if that's okay. Take a look at measure 97. It's the third time we've sung this. It's on page 12, and it's the same every time. In measure 97, do you see that the tenors move when nobody else in the whole chorale moves? Do you see that? So in measure 97, you say, good, toward, good. And when you say, toward, nobody else is moving on fast notes there. Everybody else is holding a note. So that's a tenor moment. Nice and loud and strong tenors. And to know that when literally, help me with math, like 140 people in a room do something the opposite of you, you tend to go, what? As humans. So just know, 140 people are gonna all sing a different rhythm. And then you have to go, toward good, and keep it going. Even though all those other people are doing something different from you. So don't go, ooh, I'm wrong. No, nobody else sings toward the same place you do. They do it before you. The sopranos go, but you're, is a special moment all your own.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Make sense?
Yep.
Great. Can we do measure? Did someone?
I have a question.
Yeah, please.
Nick talking about, like, when we say toward good, the second time, and he sort of emphasizes that it's like toward God.
Ah.
Do you want us to do that, or toward the end, maybe, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Or just say toward good and it'll come out.
did he
he said it was theological.
Yeah.
Theological.
Fine. Good. Excellent. Can I do that with the whole chorale, like maybe next week? Can I think about exactly the structure for that? Yeah.
I think
George.
Part of it was hitting the note
Yeah.
High note.
Right. So, right.
It's easier to say.
So, like in the word book, is a closed vowel, and it's sometimes harder to sing the high note. When you open it up towards from to aw, it's a little bit easier to sing. It's called a vowel modification. And tenors, you can do that all the time. When a note is too hard, like e, if you open toward a, makes high notes a little bit easier to do.
If you look on page 5,
yes.
You'll see he crossed out good, or somebody crossed out good, wrote in black. Oh, maybe this is someone else's.
Yeah, it's somebody else's markings. Yeah, but this is good. Let me dwell on the theological part of that. On the vocal pedagogy part, it's a good idea to do. You can open up that vowel so that note is high anytime. Yeah.
So I remember him saying, I don't know if this really matters, but it's both the sound, like you were saying, but it's also both theological and yeah. not.
Right. Yes. Right. Schrodinger's good God moment, yes. That's good.
That's good.
It's good and God, it's all of that. Okay, can we do page 13, and I'll get you a specific answer on that next time. Page 13 once. So I want to do, and if I am asked to turn my hand. Okay? Page 13, measure 102. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, and go. Yeah, let me play that for you. So it goes, and if I am, and then the same note. I'm sorry. That's my fault. So I'm just trying to remember what key we're in at this point. It goes. And that note, tenors, and it has a division in there, is so if you're going to sing, we should have the tenors split there, I think. And the lower note, how many people might sing lower tenor?
What is the high note?
Yeah. So we're at page 15, second measure. I'm talking about this word that says toward hate.
15 or 14?
I'm on page 15. Not a split with the tenors. On 14, you're just going to sing the high note.
Okay.
Yeah. But on 15, there are three notes that we have to confront. So I think what we'll do is we should have about half and half tenors if we can. And the low part sounds like this. You want to try that? And before you make your decision? Here you go. 1, 2, 3, toward harm. Okay, that's the low option. And the higher option sounds like this. A flat. Which is still in our key signature and not canceled by anything. Here's the high part, try again. Ready, set, and go. Okay, who wants to try the A flat, that higher note? Higher tenor. Fine. Who wants to try the lower note? E flat. Fine. That's like half and half. When we go in the room tonight, can you practice? This is not high stakes because it's just one note. Can you practice with the people doing the lower note towards the wall and the people doing the higher note towards the altos sitting tonight? Approximately. If you have a favorite chair, don't stress. Sit where you are. Okay? Does that make sense? Good. Okay. Cool. And then we're going to keep those arrangements for the next few measures, tenors. So here, let's try the lower part, people. You're going to be on, hey, that's an E flat, and that's going to be the same note you have on I. Going down to the bottom of the page. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Lower part, people, can you do toward harm with me? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and go. Breathe. Yeah, that's it. And so, good news, lower part people, you stay on that same note for basically the whole bottom of the page until refuse. Okay? Does that make sense? Good. Here's the upper part people. Try with me from Toward Harm. One, two, three, and go. Toward Harm. Breathe. Try it, upper part people. From I Would.
Yeah,
you got it right. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, I see. Yeah, you're right. So it's I Would. And then that's it. Yeah. Thank you, Mabel. So upper part people, I Would Refuse. Are you ready? Ready, set, and go. And then we go on. Good. Okay. So if you're a lower part tenor, you're singing middle at the bottom of this page. And if you're an upper part tenor, you're singing high at the bottom of this page. Everybody know what to do? Approximately. Anybody confused? Yes?
So we're going to sing either the middle or the top of that bottom
clef. Correct.
Can we do that together?
Yeah, and in one sec. We can. Yes? I don't remember. Are they? It's the high.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember. I can listen to it. The good news is if you're singing the low part on here, it's easier, much easier. It's one note. So, but, yeah. Let's two people said high confidently. So let's go with that on the practice tracks. So if you're a listen to the practice tracks person, it's going to throw you off. Sing high. Yeah. Good. Everybody know what they're doing? Can I hear the high people on Toward Harm? This is the top of page 15. Good thing to sort this now. High part people. One, two, three, and go. Two, three. And then you'll go on back on the tenor part. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Got it? That's high part. And this recording will be online if you get confused later. Here's the low tenor part, Toward Harm. One, two, three, and go. One, two, breathe. Same note. Okay, both parts together, Toward Harm. Here we go, one, two, three, and one. Two, breathe. Breathe. Yes, and then after we do that split and we're like, yeah, we got it, you have to go, in every house, and go really quickly on. And despite the fact the publisher didn't want to list your words under all the time, Mr. Page got them to write with great conviction in bold print nonetheless. So that means that's a very important marking. Okay, so we want to make sure when we go on to that next part it has bold conviction, great conviction. Can you try that? In every home, in every house. 15 into 16. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. So here, this is By Every River. Listen to it. Okay, try that. By Every River. One, two, three, and go. Song, Mabel.
This is. Do you want the S of this aligning right into the?
Do you have a sense for how people who did it last time? Do you have a sense for how you did it last time?
I feel like I have put in a little space.
Yeah, I think so too. So the question was, do we go? This is a promise. But I think the style. I think stylistically, the song does not have long sustained things like that. So I hear it more as, this is a promise, because it'll make it a little more pronounced. Yeah. So a little space. So that means the S of this will happen a little bit earlier than we might expect. Does that make sense? Yeah, we'll line that up with the chorale, and we do it all together. Good job, tenors. I think that's gonna be helpful. That was a lot of work on one song, but I think that's useful. Thank you. What else? Next things that feel like you most want to hit them before we go into regular rehearsal. Yes, George, yes, go.
This is another roadmap question.
Great.
Celebration.
Yes.
And sometimes I think are we always on the lower?
No.
No.
Well, maybe, but not by design. Yeah.
The design on this.
Yeah, so let me just clarify sort of what happens with this. When you buy, when you get a new piece of music and you buy it from somebody else, they arrange it in a specific way. And the arrangement always changes the music. But at Mystic Chorale, we like to do things the way they were done in the original. And so I had a choice to do this the way that it was done in the original with this version, which just condensed everything down into two lines. That was it. Or to buy someone's arrangement, which would like change the order of stuff, not fit the original version. So I went with this one, and rather than spending like 20 hours typing up and splitting up all the stuff, we just made these markings that just say like who sings what parts, and they've all been condensed because this is like a full score for band. So it makes it a little bit confusing right now, but I promise it will be easier in the long run. And so I just let's talk through the roadmap, I think. So tenors, you're just the way you're going to look at this in rehearsal is always looking for the word tenor or the word all. Okay? All unison, something like that. And so where's the first place you sing?
All unison.
All unison, yeah. It says chorus one on Celebrate Good Times. Come on, yes? Everybody see that? Second line, or the second system at the very end. And you go. And tenors, if that range is comfortable for you, great.
Celebrate good times, come on.
And if this one is comfortable for you, sorry.
Celebrate good times, come on.
That's fine too, because this is just in octaves all through the chorale, okay? Then you relax and you do the same thing again.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Okay, good. Now, I want to make sure I'm copying exactly what I said in the solo thing. I think this part at 25 is going to be a solo for a tenor. Definitely for a tenor. Does that match what I said before? Everyone's glaring at me. Hold on.
No, that's just the
trial. So that's
going to
be a solo then?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just, before I Before I tell you the wrong thing, I gotta have my document up here. Hold on, hold on, wait. Don't write anything in yet. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Sorry, everybody. Here it is. Celebration. Oh, it should, okay. There's a typo on my sheet, which is not helping. 26 to 37 is gonna be one person. It's gonna be a tenor. Goes up to 37 instead of 27. That's just a, it's just a number type. Yeah, so this is, there's a party going on right here. So tenors, we need a partying tenor to do that part as a solo. Does that make sense? That's a solo. Yes. Okay, and it will be an alto the second time through as a solo. Then tenors.
25 to 37.
25 to 37 is a solo. Everybody got that? Yeah. If you're confused, put your hand up. Great. Then, though, I should say, at measure 34, can everybody find it? You see where it says soprano, alto, tenor? You will sing that. At 34, you'll sing that tenor part. And the tenor part in this moment is the lowest note at 34. Got it?
No.
Is it sung at high?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, so measure 30, everybody find measure 34. There are three notes. Sorry, that's not the notes. there are three notes there, and the tenor note is the lowest note in that chord. But just like most tenor parts, you're gonna read it. You're gonna read it in this.
Important announcement.
Yeah.
When you all finish for the night, chairs are done, by the way, Bill, okay? There's a rainbow. Go out the door, and you need to take a look at it before you take your seat. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Do we need to stop now, Michelle?
Not now.
Okay, okay. We'll hope it lasts. So, it's this range for the tenor note. Not all the way down there, which sounds like a bass thing. So tenors, at measure 34, you're gonna sing this. It's gonna go, celebration. And we did that together in rehearsal a couple weeks ago. We'll do it tonight too. Okay, at measure 34, all the tenors will sing that. And you might recall in rehearsal, we went like, we did like, party with you, come on now, celebrate. And it was a little, too tight. So part of the reason to have that be a soloist is because you can all come in, the whole crowd can come in on the celebration without having to fit a whole bunch of words in. And does that make sense to everybody?
So 37
also? 38 also, yes. 38, you're going to sing the same thing. Celebration. Okay? So everybody in the chorale will sing 34. And?
But we don't sing 36, right?
Correct. Because 36 will be, the measure 36 thing is for a soloist.
Is that true the second time through also?
Yes, everything I just said is true the second time through. It'll just be an alto soloist instead. Yeah, that's nice.
And then measure 40?
Yeah, and so then when we get to measure 40, that will be everyone. Measure 40 will be everyone because we have some harmonies there. Okay, so you're gonna sing, tenors, you're gonna sing, celebration, and then you're gonna go, we're gonna celebrate and have a good time. Okay?
Are we singing the lower line?
Lower line. Lower line of the upper line on measure 40. So tenors, if you're a listen person, just listen to this and don't look at your music. If you're a music looking person, look at your music. If looking at the music confuses you, just listen. I'm going to start at measure 38, which is the bottom of the page, and you're going to do this. If you're a tenor chorale member, you're going to go celebration and one. We're gonna celebrate and have a good time. Okay, do that one more time. Celebration. Two. Ready. Go. Celebration and one.
Gonna celebrate and have a good time.
Nice. That's it. Yeah, so
we're switching octaves.
Yeah, so the octaves tenor, the octaves are for tenors are always switching all the time in all of our music. You may or may not notice it, but they always switch all the time in all of her music. Like this one is written in bass clef. Okay, so you're singing way up high, but it switches and jumps around, and there's a moment in here that goes to treble clef. And then in the other pieces that we're doing, sometimes you have, I can't draw on here, I usually have a chalkboard. Sometimes you have a treble clef with a little eight underneath it. It's always switching around all the time. Usually you are pretty good at figuring out the like the octave that is right for tenors and just kind of knowing it intuitively. I can describe it for you if you like, but the way that this works is the bottom thing of celebration is sounds an octave higher than it looks to you. That's it's called concert pitch. You're singing what's actually written in treble clef. And then the next one is lower, even though it looks higher. Okay, or I played the wrong thing. Okay, and tenors, you will know that instantly because if you go celebration, we gonna celebrate it, you're gonna be like, oh, that's alto notes. And if you go celebration, it's gonna sound like a bass part. Okay, so you'll know it, and we'll practice it together. I promise. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's on the recording now, so hopefully people can find that too.
The top line there.
Altos.
Even though it says alto second.
Correct.
Line.
Correct.
Okay.
That's a change. Yep. Mm-hmm. Good. Very good. Tenors, this is complicated, yes?
Yes.
Good. Tonight we're going to work on this in the chorale, and I'm going to tell everybody, but I'm going to give you a little preview. As we work on this, things like this can generate stress. The stakes are low. The stakes are low right now. We're going to figure out what to do, but I don't want anybody sitting in their chair being like, I'm going to sing at the wrong time. It's okay. It really is. We're going to figure it out together. Yes?
So I think what I understand about octaves is that in some songs it really does matter if you're the higher or if you allow yourself to sing an octave lower, but in this one, it's okay to sing whatever's comfortable as long as the right.
Yes, start there, and you're going to be right. You're going to be right when you sing what's comfortable. If there's anything that's a problem, I will let you know. I promise. Yeah, I'm saying you're gonna pick the right thing if you sing something. Yes.
Maybe I'm getting ahead in the wrong place here, but are measures 42 through?
That's what we're doing right now. 40. So 42 is everybody.
It is.
Everybody. Yep. So 42 is everybody, and it sounds like this. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? And tenors, you can stay on that top line, it's fine. If somebody goes, come on, that's great. If somebody goes, come on, because they're singing low, that's okay too. Don't stress. So can you sing It's Time to Come Together, tenors? Here we go. One, two, three, four, one, two. Good, now tenors. Suppose you're like, ooh, I forgot what octave to sing in. This is the high. If you were like, ooh, I forgot what octave and I'm gonna start up higher, it sounds like this. That's a soprano range. Can you sing that with me?
No.
It's time to go together. Okay, so my point is, and if you did it low, it's time to come together. So just don't have stress over this. You're gonna pick the right thing, I promise. That's good. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then, tenors, what do you sing next after that? All unison, third line on page two. You go like this. Can you do it? Here we go. Three, four, one. And then the basses go. Celebration, and then you again. Celebrate. And the basses go, let's celebrate. And then you go, there's a repeat, and this goes back to the first page, measure 26, and an alto will sing the solo. And your next thing is celebration. Yeah? That's 34.
Up
Oh, you back, oh, we all go.
Everybody goes back, yeah. And then?
The fact that a different part is singing a solo, like we do the exact same thing.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Exactly. And then you do the same thing. Celebration. The part that will be different is the altos are the ones who are going to, oh no, both of you are going to sing at the bottom of page one. The part that will be different is the altos together as a section will sing the top of page two. Everybody get that? Top of page two, the second time will be the altos. The first time was a tenor moment. The second time, an alto moment.
Right.
Got it?
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, but when we go back, and it says go back to measure 26, we don't sing it.
No, we don't sing it.
Because 26 every time is soloists.
Just going to be alto.
You got it.
So then the next time we sing is 34.
Exactly. Yes, we're getting it. That's great. Okay, you with me so far, tenors?
Yeah.
Page two. At the top, the altos this time are gonna go, it's time to come together, it's up to you, what's your pleasure? And then you're gonna come in on, everyone around the world, come on. Right, exactly. And then you keep going, and next thing is, exactly. And then you do that again. Good, and then the basses start at measure 64, and they do, but right down here. Nope, sorry. That's right. Basses will pick an octave that they like. We may get some doubling here where they go. Okay. And then I'm at the second to last system of page two. It says soprano, alto, tenor, bottom line. This is confusing if you look at your music. It's not confusing if you know you do the same thing you did before. Celebration. That's it. Okay? And then you do that again at the very end of page two. Celebration. Okay, it's exactly the same thing you did before. Yes?
Okay.
Raise your hand if that confused you.
Yep.
Yes?
So I see the very end. Where was the one just before that?
Measure 72.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
So,
very good. George.
So another section is singing, we're going to have a good time, and we're singing over them or under them, celebration. The same
yes.
Thing. That's how.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Measure 42.
Yes.
Measure 42.
Are we singing?
The tenors sing it the first time, the altos sing it the second time.
So this is all the tenors, not just the solos.
Right. Measure 42 is all the tenors the first time. Yes. Good. What else? You have it so far? Page three is easier, I promise. Tenors, where do you sing on page three?
All unison.
All unison, measure 88. And you do this. Celebrate good times, come on. The basses go, sorry. And then you have a woo-hoo. The sopranos say woo-hoo, sorry. And then you go, celebrate good times, come on. Then the basses do some stuff. And then you go, celebrate good times, come on. Bass. And then the bass is still, and then you're gonna keep going. Celebrate good times, come on. And then the basses keep going with some more stuff. That's a change from what's printed, but don't worry. You just keep going on this whole page. Celebrate good times, come on. Okay? That's all you do. That's all you do. On page, yeah, six times. That's all you do on page three. Okay? Once we get to page three, celebrate good times, come on. Good?
All right.
That's how it goes. That's the walkthrough.
Is this how it is on the recording?
Yes.
Okay.
It better be.
Yeah,
good.
You said
yeah. Yeah, good, excellent, yes. So yes, it keeps going there. So, right, so look, I've been a singer for a long time. I know we wanted do a good job and get everything right. This will be my message to everybody tonight when we work on this song. It's all gonna be fine. What we need to do is get the visual thing that's in front of us into our brain and sing it. And that is actually what we do all the time with all of our music. We just think that, and for some of us, this reading this gives us like a lot of comfort at various moments and a lot of help, which is good. We need whatever we can find. We just, for this one, for celebration, we're gonna need to move more quickly to the phase of like, I'm listening and understanding what's going on. Yeah. And we're gonna make mistakes and it's gonna be fine. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Good. We covered a lot of important ground, I think, in this moment. Is there anything else that anybody wanted to see or they're gonna feel devastated that we didn't get to it in tenor sections? You sound great, by the way. Yes. Really strong, powerful sound so far this season.
I do have a question.
Please.
Is there a recording of Before My Ashes Flow to the Sea anywhere? Because
it's on the, you're talking about the MIDI thing on the website? There's a MIDI one on the website.
MIDI?
MIDI. Sorry. There's a keyboard with me singing on the website in the practice tracks.
Singing the whole song and not just the tenor section.
Oh, yeah. No. Not that I know of.
Oh.
That what Nick sent me was so MIDI means the little piano thing from a computer in the background.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And yes, exactly.
So it would be helpful to hear the whole song cuz I just don't get
it. I agree. It would.
And then I have the CD.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't.
Yeah, no, but that's okay. But so somebody might have a CD, so we're crowdsourcing. So if you have a recording of it, if anybody finds a recording of it, let me know. Nick told me this was all he had. So
if I recorded from the CD, just record it on my phone and send it to you, that
maybe. If you can bring the CD and let me borrow it for a week, that might be better.
All right, I'll see if I have
one. If you have one, because then I can try to get it. Or if you just know which one it is, I might be able to find it from other places too. Yeah. Good. Okay. Tenors, nice job. Thank you for coming tonight. Yeah. So we're gonna go back in, listen to Bev for instructions. Go.
Yeah, the nice comfy chairs go over here, stacked, and the blue chairs go on the rack that's over here. Standing up.